Hello.
Hello.
Is Nicole Wispy there?
This is her.
I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
What is your age?
40.
To be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino?
White.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I guess I'm indifferent.
You would disapprove, you said?
If I have to choose one, I would say I approve.
Would you somewhat approve it or strongly approve it?
Somewhat.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Proof.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, combating threats to our democracy, climate change, and protecting the environment, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12 education, fighting inflation and lowering costs, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, reducing crime and gun violence. Please select two.
Infrastructure and economy.
Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Kent. Bob Ferguson.
I'm not aware of him.
Dave Reichert.
I haven't heard of him either.
Joe Biden.
70.
Donald Trump.
0.
Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
50.
Republicans in Congress.
50.
Democrats in Congress.
50.
If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
You said Joe Biden?
Yes.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd district were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Perez.
Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all you might support him?
Slight.
Next, I would like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You say 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. A moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right. We say 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, extremely important.
I'm not sure I understand the question. What was it again?
A moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
I don't know what that means.
From a scale from 0 to 10, please rate it. A 0 would mean that is that you don't think it's important at all. A 5 would be that it's somewhat important, and 10 you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress.
I guess I'll say 5 because I still don't know what that means.
Okay. And a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse?
A 10.
And someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves?
10.
And someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
And a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
8.
Someone who will stand up to the attacks on our reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
8.
Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that that statement is very convincing. It's a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
Okay.
In February 2020, Marie Glusenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was sure her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. Would you say that is not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
9.
Marie Glusenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, on a quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than a party. Would you say that's not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing to support her?
Convincing. Very convincing.
Okay. Marie Glusenkamp Perez shows up, she listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Would you say that's not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, 10 being very convincing from 0 to 10?
7.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Perez.
Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
We need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that would make it a quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote. And that Democrats would use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of our working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Would that statement give you no doubts at all, some doubts, some sort, or some serious doubts from 0 to 10?
I guess 5.
And Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. He even took part in a ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Cope is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. Would that give you no doubts at all, some doubts or some serious doubts from 0 to 10?
9.
After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less.
Somewhat less or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
The last one.
Okay, let me one moment. In the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
College graduate.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you, Mom.